with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. The crepe myrtle outside of the Girard office has resprouted from the ground following the harsh winter we had and is currently flowering. This is a good example of a plant that can die back to the roots in cold but still recover. These plants can either be tender perennials or shrubs adapted to slightly higher hardiness zones than our area. The key to either of these groups surviving a particularly harsh winter is root protection. Many plants can survive the cold by dying back to the ground and regrowing once conditions are more favorable. Some common plants that do this include crepe myrtles, hostas, daylilies, and irises. Any plants you have that die back every winter could survive for years with proper care. Anything that you can do to protect a perennial's roots will give it a much better shot at pulling through harsh conditions. This will include mulching and proper watering. Mulch, especially wood mulch, will help regulate soil temperature by keeping the sun off the soil surface in the summer and trapping radiant heat from the ground in the winter. This small temperature difference can have a huge impact on the health of your plant in cold conditions, and with border plants could mean the difference between survival and death. The other thing to pay attention to is your watering habits. Plants that are watered too frequently can suffer from root rots, which will destroy the roots necessary to survive in winter. Watering plants immediately before a freeze can also damage roots, so keeping an eye on the weather forecast can help your plants stay hydrated while also minimizing the risk of water damage. If you do have woody plants that have died back to the ground, you will likely be left with some dead limbs. Once the plant has resprouted, the dead limbs can be pruned out. Tree and shrub pruning has a rule that you should never remove more than one-third of a plant's live growth in any given year. However, because these limbs are dead, they will not count towards this total, and removing the limbs will always improve a plant's aesthetics. You can remove these limbs at any point in the year without any risk to the plant, but do not put them into compost bins or piles. Wood does not break down like leaves or grass clippings, and they will take up valuable space in your bin. Herbaceous plants that die back to the ground will disappear from above ground for the winter. These leaves that die back serve no purpose to the plant and can be cut off at ground level. Unlike woody plant debris, these can be composted. The cleanup will become part of your garden routine every year with plants like hostas, irises, and daylilies. A good cutting tool will make this fall cleanup much easier. Many soil knives have a serrated edge that can be used to cut these plants off at ground level. A good soil knife is an invaluable tool for any gardener and should be in everybody's toolbox. These tools can be used for digging and cutting, and if you buy a model with a ruler on it, can also be used to measure the distances between plants and planting depth of your hole. You can find these tools at any local hardware store or garden center, or at any online retailer. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.